All right, day 39. We are moving on to the Gospel of Mark. We're in chapters 1 through 4, kind of all over the place, chapter 10 and 15 and 16. The commentary that I was reading said that of the four Gospels, Mark was probably the first one written. Yep. So I thought that was kind of interesting. It's also the shortest and kind of the fastest paced gospel account. So he's like transitioning quickly there. He's not lingering. Oh, that word. He's not lingering in the stories.
Yeah, definitely. Mark is the shortest one. Mark, because one of the things Mark, he doesn't, you'll notice when you read it, he doesn't say anything about his birth. Mm-hmm. He doesn't say anything. Mark goes right into the action. John.
And his lens is kind of on Jesus as a servant.
Yes. Yep. And the other thing to remember about Mark is, as we said before, each gospel has a different audience. Mm-hmm. Mark's audience is more Gentile Roman people.
Okay.
So again, he's not trying to prove, like, he's proving that Jesus is the Messiah, but he's not trying to make a connection. Mm-hmm. He's not trying to make a connection point back to Jews. He's not worrying about those things. He's getting into, let me show you what Jesus accomplished, his power, his authority, his teaching, and his death and resurrection. And he's doing it in that very fast paced where, I just kind of picture people the same way we are. I mean, how often do we see something? You know, if somebody came to you and said, hey, I got this thing you need to read, and they hand you a book that's like 800 pages. Mm-hmm. You're just like, ugh, yeah. I ain't got time for that.
Mark's my guy.
Mark's the guy that's like, no, here's condensed, right?
Here's the cliff notes.
Read this.
But he starts right off as the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yep. Like, I love that. He's just like, matter of fact. Yep.
And he gets, and so when Mark, he hits the stuff that needs to be hit. He's hitting the, John the Baptist came and prepared the way. So he's making that Old Testament connection. He's mm-hmm. making that make sense to the context. And then he gets right into the baptism of Jesus. And he just starts hitting the as you said, cliff notes. He's hitting the highlights.
Yeah.
He's building this. And then he just starts jumping into this event after event after event of Jesus's life. And he it's a mixture of, he calls the disciples, he drives out evil spirits, he heals, he mm-hmm. we see
talks about divorce in chapter 10.
So he's including all of this Jesus's condensed teaching. But then we also see some things that we can kind of jump over. Like when I was reading it, I was thinking about chapter 1. You have all these, Jesus heals out an evil spirit, Jesus heals many. And then all of a sudden, mm-hmm. it's like very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up and left the house and went off to a solitary place to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we read the scripture again, don't read so fast, you're not catching the points here. Mm-hmm. Mark is showing us he is doing amazing and awesome things, but he is still spending time in rest and devotion and spending time with the Father, and he's seeking these moments. So, he's just that beautiful mixture of all of this. And again, the highlights, we can get really excited when you read Mark, because like every next section's another, like, man, Jesus is just killing it. Like, he's just doing amazing things. And it just would have been so exciting. There's excitement to Mark, really, because he's hitting a lot of these highlights. Chapter 4, we get into that, more of the parables, the teachings of Jesus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So now he set the stage, right? Like, look at all that Jesus did. Now let's pay attention to what he taught. His authority, his power, this is who Jesus is. Now let's listen to what he says.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we also have the crucifixion and resurrection mm-hmm. and all that. One of the things I will say for anybody that, for the overview of Mark that I just love is who Mark was. We have to remember Mark is not an apostle mm-hmm. in the sense of the 12.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually amazing to know later on when you get into Acts, Mark was actually one that was with Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And
they had a little bit of a scuffle.
They did. Mark, for whatever reason, Paul was angry at Mark because of abandoning the mission, mm-hmm. not his faith, mm-hmm. but the mission. And
but see them reconcile.
Yeah, they reconcile later. And this is what's mm-hmm. cool about it. He writes a gospel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. and this just shows how awesome God is to use us, mm-hmm. And I'm not even going to say Mark was wrong. We don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
We always assume Paul was right in his I don't know if he was.
Yeah.
But we do see there was a rift between brothers.
Yep.
God reconciled brothers. Mm-hmm. Later on, Paul, before he dies, is like, I need Mark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then he writes a gospel. Mm-hmm. So I just think also the backstory of Mark just speaks beautifully to unity and reconciliation.
That's a really good to point out.
And, and the connection between the point of the gospel, right? Like that's the point of the gospel. Mm-hmm. So I say this to anybody that's listening is this is a, that story and the history of this speaks to why there needs to be forgiveness and unity in the church. And because it's about the gospel.
Yeah. And we continue to see that. Yeah. I mean, I was telling you, I was reading through Acts with Tyler and the diversity there with the people that they encounter and the people that they do ministry with is just incredible.
So there's a, again, Mark is, and I would just, as a kind of a last point, if you ever, some people ask this question, well, where do I start in the Bible? Never read the Bible. Where do I start? Mark's a great one, right?
Yeah.
Because it tells the story of Jesus. It's short, and realize that was the intent when it was written.
Yeah.
Like this. You know, flash, bang, like, here you go. Here's Jesus. And so I would encourage, if you ever tell somebody, hey, read Mark.
Don't tell them to read Leviticus.
Yeah, not Leviticus. No. Numbers.
Scott's reading through that. He just finished it in his Bible reading plan. And today he was like, I finally finished Leviticus and I'm never reading it again.
Oh my goodness.
But see, that's what cracks me up.
I was like, buckle up
because you're about to enter Numbers.
See, Numbers is the one that's worse for me.
Yeah.
Numbers is,
I didn't tell him that because I didn't want to like psych him out.
Numbers
you know?
Is hard for me. Leviticus I like because I see a lot of Christ in Leviticus.
Yes. Yeah.
But everybody listening right now, we apologize for going back to the Old Testament.
Yes. Hey, you know what? It all goes back to the Old Testament.
Yep.